This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Farm Director Katie Wilson.
Well, we'll start off with local ag news this morning, and word on the street is it's Katie Wilson's last day at WSMI.
So that's the farm news today.
That's the farm news.
Thanks for joining us, folks.
Yes. Yeah. So if you haven't heard, I've accepted a new job position, which I will be starting Monday morning. I'll be serving as the new manager for the Montgomery County Farm Bureau in Hillsboro.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you.
It was a tough decision, and I've loved being here at WSMI with you all.
We've loved having you.
I've learned a lot, and it's been a lot of fun. And you know, I was reflecting back on, it's been about 2.5 years. It would have been 3 years in August.
It doesn't seem that long.
I know.
Maybe 2.5, 3 months.
It's been quite the experience. I've got to travel out of state and locally to places that I'd never been before and local events, and met a lot of awesome people and learned a lot about the ag industry, and I know some of those folks are listening right now. So
good. Good. We're glad to have them, and we are glad to have you. You did a great job.
Well, thanks, Randy. I appreciate it.
No, you did a real good job.
I said I'd let you interview me this morning, so anything you are dying to ask?
Dying to ask? No, I really can't think of anything. I'm, you know, one thing, you're not really going to be far away.
No.
And I'm sure your voice will be heard here from time to time.
That's the plan. That's the plan. Through whether it's advertisements for the Farm Bureau or a local report on what we're up to at the Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro throughout Montgomery County. So hope to stay in touch with you guys through that and probably stop in every once in a while and say hey to John Michael Marty in the afternoons.
That'll be nice. Yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah, we have a good time.
Well, now, you've sort of done this work for the Farm Bureau. You've kind of done that before, haven't you?
I have. So before I came to the station, that was actually my job. I was a Farm Bureau manager. So right out of college, we'll just do a brief history of me.
Fine.
I went to Illinois State University in Bloomington Normal and graduated in December of 2013. I graduated a semester early thanks to some summer classes, got me ahead of the game. And then in January, the next month, I started training with Illinois Farm Bureau through their manager trainee program, and then was placed in a county, and I was in Stark County, which is up just north of Peoria, and it's pretty small. So shout out to Stark County this morning, I guess. But that's where my first manager position was, and I worked there for just under 2 years before I was wanting to get relocated in this area. I was getting married, which I was here when I got married, and
right,
that whole
yep,
stressful
I remember that
time.
Yeah.
A good time, but some stress was had planning that wedding.
Well,
but
it's always that way.
Yeah. So, so after Farm Bureau, I came to work here, and I've been here for almost 3 years, and now I'm going back to Farm Bureau.
Going back to the Farm Bureau.
Yeah. But as we said, I hope to keep my hand in radio.
Sure.
This has been a lot of fun, and I didn't know really a lot about it when I started.
You mean radio?
Radio, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I remember, when you started, nobody had to show you anything about the equipment we use, it seemed like.
Well, Terry trained me.
Okay.
There was some behind the scenes.
All right, okay.
Training.
Well, it seemed to me like you picked up on it right away.
Yeah, it was, I guess, I don't know. I use a cell phone, so using a digital recorder wasn't too difficult. And then also on the computers, I caught on to Adobe Audition pretty fast. When I explain it to people, and people listening are thinking, what is Adobe Audition? But that's what we record all of our interviews and commercials through.
Adobe Audition, I would say, is a 21st century equivalent of a tape recorder.
Yes.
Like we have outside the room here.
You show me the tape recorder, and that looks intimidating to me, and you're like, oh, no, it's easy. Just push these three buttons and go.
Yeah, I mean, how could that be intimidating?
I've never used one.
Yeah.
So, I've learned a lot on the equipment side of things, and then also in just talking to people and interviewing, because I didn't have the interviewing skills I have today, and the only way you improve is by doing it.
Exactly right. That's the best way to learn how to interview is to interview.
Ask a few silly questions and think,
well,
I won't.
One thing I've learned about interviewing, it's not so much asking the questions, but you really have to listen to the answers.
Yes, and that is difficult.
Yes, it is.
When you're trying to think of what to ask next.
Exactly right.
And then also listen to their response, and you look pretty silly if you ask the same question and they just answer.
Yeah, or just ask them a question, you know, somewhere out of left field or something.
Right.
Yeah. Your new house, I mean, I was going to say you're going to be closer to us now than you were before because it's only about a mile and a half behind me as a crow flies.
Yeah, we'll be in South Litchfield. I've had a lot going on.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. You've been a busy little girl.
We have been moving, and then I had this job opportunity come up, and it's been a whirlwind, but the hard parts are over.
Yeah, you were really worked hard on the benefit for Terry we had the other night.
Yes, which went very, very well.
Didn't it, though?
Oh, it was so great.
Yes.
We had such a great turnout, and it couldn't have it went any better. Nothing really went wrong.
No.
We had a ton of people. Everything went according to plan. And
boy, that's rare.
Great food. I know.
You can tell them.
We usually need plan B, C,
yes.
D.
Yeah. Or just make something up as we go.
Yeah.
All the ducks lined up and away we went.
Yeah, just one of many great experiences I've had with everybody from WISME, and I'm going to stay in touch and stay in touch with listeners. And
you know, like I said, you're not going to be far away.
No, I will not. I'll still stop in and say hi, and I'll miss you, but I'm excited for a new adventure.
Yes,
we'll say
it sure
that
will
way.
Be. Very good. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay. Katie, we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much, Randy.
It's really been a pleasure, and I'm going to miss you.
Well, I will miss you, too.
Yes.
We will. You'll still see me, though.
Oh, yeah.
I say I'm not leaving the country.
That's right.
Still in the county, even.
Well, like I just said, you're closer now than you were before,
right.
If you want to get right down to it.
Yeah, so okay. It'll be good. So yes. Katie, I guess I should go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, do you want me to close this show like I close every other one?
Okay, that's fine.
Well, thank you for your nice comments, Randy. And for those of you listening, thank you for supporting me the last 2.5 years and being with me as I learned how to do this farm director gig. It's been it's been a fun experience and one that I will never forget. So that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson
thank
and
you.
Randy Pringy.